Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Opening night for the West Delaware Hawk girls basketball team last night inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. They hosted the number 7 team in Class 3, Vinton Shelsburg. It was all Vikings early as they jumped out to an 18-8 first quarter lead. Vinton Shelsburg outscored the Hawks 13-10 in the second frame for a 31-18 halftime advantage. But then the Hawks took control in the third quarter, 12-2, outscoring Vinton Shelsburg for a 33-30 deficit heading into the fourth. Vinton Shelsburg scoring 9 in that last quarter, and the Hawks only 7 as they fall to Vinton Shelsburg 42-37. Leading the way for the Hawks, Brooke Krogman with 24 points. She ties her career high from a year ago. 6 points for Olivia Schulte, 2 for Kennedy Klosterman and Nora Payton, 3 points for Susie Funky. The Vikings have won 5 in the series now, and the overall series dating back to 2006 is tied at 8 games apiece. The Hawks will be off now until next Tuesday when they travel to Center Point Urbana. Other coverage area played last night in the Tri-Rivers Conference. East Buchanan went over Alburnett on the road, 54-39. It was North Lynn up at Starmont as the Lynx took down the Stars, 88-10. Maquoketa Valley over Central City at home, 64-42. And in non-conference play, Western Dubuque fell to Maquoketa at home in Epworth, 47-40. Iowa Hawkeye football news. Senior linebacker Jack Campbell is one of 5 finalists for the Dick Butkus Award. The Butkus Foundation made the announcement on Tuesday afternoon as the award winner will be released the first week in December. Campbell was a semifinalist for the Butkus Award last season. Campbell has, of course, led Iowa's defense all season long. He has totaled 110 tackles, leading the Big Ten and ranking 12th nationally. Campbell also has 2 interceptions, 1 recovered fumble, and 1 caused fumble, along with 3.5 tackles for a loss. He has 287 career tackles to rank 20th in program history. Former Hawkeye linebacker Josie Jewell was a semifinalist for the Butkus Award in 2016 and 2017, while Chad Greenway was a semifinalist back in 2005. Larry Station placed 2nd for the award back in 1985. Campbell and the Hawks at 7-4 overall, 5-3 in the conference, close out the regular season hosting Nebraska's 3-8 and 2-6 in the battle for the Heroes Trophy. It'll be Friday afternoon at 3:01 inside historic Kinnick Stadium, 1 o'clock pregame here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Greg McDermott and Creighton Blue Jays getting past number 9, Arkansas. Number 10, Creighton, 90. Arkansas, 87. Number 13, Auburn over Bradley, 85-64. It was number 14, Arizona, outlasting number 17, San Diego State, 87-70. And number 21, Texas Tech over Louisville, 70-38. In the NBA, Sacramento with a win over Memphis, 113-109. Philadelphia, 115. Brooklyn, 106. It was Denver losing to Detroit in a tight one, 110-108. Phoenix gets past the LA Lakers, 115-105. In the NHL, Buffalo and the New York Rangers, both victorious. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.